A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Kuf Yud Aleph, Zvachim 111a, pagination is 221. We'll start from one line up, Masnisen at the new Mishnah. Now, we expressed a principle which is in Pasha Sacharemos, that's Vayikra Yud Zayin, Psukim Gimel and Dalid, in which the person has a korban that's supposed to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and instead, El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hevio, he didn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash as a korban, and instead, he's bringing it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Shechita or Hala'a, the act of slaughtering the animal, or bringing it up on some sort of Mizbeach. And that's the violation that we've been discussing. One of the principles that we said was that the animal, the korban, has to be fitting to be brought on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash for it to be considered a violation, in that you took something that could have been El Pesach or El Moed Hevio, and instead you did not bring it El Pesach or El Moed to the Beis HaMikdash. One of the curveballs, if you will, the confusing things that needs to be clarified, and our Mishnah will help us clarify that, is the case of a bird. Because a bird, if you do its form of Shechita in the Beis HaMikdash, it's melika, it's nipping the head. The Kohen uses his nail and goes through the back rather than the soft front. If it's shechita, as we practice by animals and as we practice by birds outside of the Beis HaMikdash in the case of just shechting it for kosher consumption, so then it's shechita coming from the front, from the soft side, the underside of the neck. So our question here, of course, is going to be, if the person did the equivalent of shechita outside of the Beis HaMikdash, is that a violation? Are you supposed to be literally imitating what was done in the Beis HaMikdash, and the violation is that you didn't do it inside the Beis HaMikdash? Or if you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, you would have to be doing the form of shechita that's relevant to outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And that would be that he did shechita, not malika. Let's watch as the Mishnah presents it, and I think it'll become more clear. Hamolik esa'of bifnim ve'he'elo b'chutz chayiv. A straightforward case, a person did malika on the bird inside the Beis HaMikdash, so the shechita step, in this case, the act of malika, was done correctly. And then he brought that bird and to outside of the Beis HaMikdash and brought it up on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash. Chayiv, that's going to be chayiv. That's a perfect case of taking something that was fitting to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash and having brought it outside. However, molak b'chutz, v'hela b'chutz, if you did malika outside of the Beis HaMikdash and then brought it up, potter. Because malika doesn't work outside the Beis HaMikdash, and it's considered an act that's irrelevant, and therefore it's not a violation of taking something that could have been in the Beis HaMikdash and doing it outside. The Mishnah continues. Hashochet es ha'of bifnim ve'he'elo b'chutz. If a person does shechita on the bird inside the Beis HaMikdash, which is irrelevant, because only malika works inside the Beis HaMikdash on a bird, so he did shechita v'he'elo b'chutz, and then he brings it up outside of the Beis HaMikdash, potter. He's potter, because it's not eligible as a korban. However, shochat b'chutz, if you did shechita outside, v'he'elo b'chutz, and then brought it up, chayiv, that would be a violation. Nimtza derech hechshero bifnim potra b'chutz, petura b'chutz, the thing that's kosher inside the Beis HaMikdash would be potter outside the Beis HaMikdash, derech hechshero mibachutz, petura mibifnim. And the thing that's kosher outside the Beis HaMikdash is going to be potter inside the Beis HaMikdash because it's irrelevant. So what we're getting from this Mishnah is that to be in violation, if you were doing the Shechita step inside the Beis HaMikdash, you would have to do a Malika. If you were doing that Shechita step outside the Beis HaMikdash, you would have to do a Shechita. This, of course, needs further commentary and explanation. I'll just make quick reference to the words of the Torah Tamima, who makes an effort to deal with this. Perek Yud Zayin, note Vav. De'enu ne'esar lishchot kodshem b'chutz, rak dover shem muta lehedyot la'asos b'chutz. When we're looking at the act that's being done outside the Beis HaMikdash, we're looking at something that would have been good for the hedyot, for the ordinary person, something that outside the Beis HaMikdash would have validity. Mishum denira kimechal kodshem lehotnoas hedyot. Because then it looks like you're trying to do it for the ordinary use. You're taking kodshim and using it for the ordinary use. But if you do something outside the Beis HaMikdash that's irrelevant outside the Beis HaMikdash, then that's not considered, as the Mishnah is explaining to us, this violation. Certainly, there could have been confusion on this. One could have thought that you're imitating the act that is done in the Beis HaMikdash. But that's not the case. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, a shechita would be the criterion for the thing that was done. The Rambam, in the end of Perek Yud Ches of Masa Karbanos, Halacha Yud Ches, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Yud Ches, uses an interesting wording that also is a start in trying to understand this topic. The Rambam writes, Shachat es ha'of b'chutz, if you shecht the bird outside of the Beis HaMikdash, ve'aleyu b'chutz, and you brought it up outside, chayiv shtayim. The Rambam says, you're in double violation. The shechita is a violation, the halah is a violation, you're dealing with a bird, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's the method that's going to be done. Shashchita b'chutz kishera, because shechita outside the Beis HaMikdash is kosher, v'arehi kemelika bifnim, and it's the same status as melika being done in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's how we saw and explained our Mishnah. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.